With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Representative Beth Van Dyne of Texas recently introduced a bill that aims to repeal the Section 45Z Clean Fuel Production Credit. The tax credit established by the Inflation Reduction Act supports the production of various low-carbon transportation fuels. The technology-neutral credit is available for numerous bio-based and renewable fuels, including sustainable aviation fuel, renewable diesel, ethanol, renewable natural gas, and biodiesel, provided they meet life cycle greenhouse gas reduction requirements. Fuels must be produced in the U.S. and not emit more than the limit of carbon dioxide equivalent established by the GREET model to qualify for that credit. Initial guidance on 45Z was released on January 10th. The bill introduced on January 16th would repeal the 45Z tax credit, effective on December 31st of 2024. Following its introduction, the bill was referred to the House Committee on Ways and Means. Reports show to date no other lawmakers have co-sponsored that legislation. Farmer and rancher delegates to the American Farm Bureau's annual convention adopted policies to guide the organization's work for 2025. Policy priorities include everything from passing a new farm bill, enacting regulatory reform, and creating new markets for the men and women dedicated to keeping America's pantries stocked. That, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall. Delegates also adopted policies supporting the development and sale of domestically sourced sustainable aviation fuel, including expanding the list of acceptable conservation practices for feedstock eligibility. Recognizing the challenges of maintaining a strong agricultural workforce, delegates voted to stabilize labor costs to avoid drastic swings that put the economic sustainability of farms at risk. Next year's AFBF convention will be in Anaheim, California. Kansans rely on the Ogallala Aquifer in western Kansas for everything from irrigation to drinking water, and it fell more than a foot last year. The Kansas Geological Survey recently completed its annual campaign to measure the aquifer, which supplies one-third of the state with water. The Ogallala is the biggest underground source of fresh water in the nation. The reports show that aquifer levels in the groundwater management area fell by 1.52 feet between January of 2024 and this month, a larger drop than the 1.4-foot decline the year before. Oklahoma State University reported that approximately 14% of the total aquifer consists of irrigated acres capable of producing $7 billion in crop sales. The aquifer also provides one-fourth of the total water supply used for agricultural production across the United States. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says if nothing happens, the farming industry in western Kansas will dry up. A Northwest Missouri state representative will chair the House Conservation and Natural Resources Committee. Representative Jeff Farnan of Stanberry says it's an honor that the House Speaker chose him to chair a committee important to his district.
Well, to me, managing and protecting our natural resources is very important, you know, not only for our generation, but for generations to come. So any bills, I think, down here that, you know, deal with air, water, plants, soil and minerals or animals should come through there. And I feel that, you know, we've got a good committee, and I think that, you know, we'll pass maybe some good legislation that help Missourians.
Farnan represents Atchison, Holt, Nottoway, and Gentry counties in the Missouri House. Farnan also serves on the Agriculture Committee, the Appropriations Subcommittee dealing with agriculture, conservation, and natural resources, the Emerging Issues Committee, and the Special Committee on Innovation and Technology. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.